want to live a life on fire and on mission. You want to be filled with such conviction and drive that you stop caring about what anyone thinks. You want to face each day alive, authentic, and fully present in every moment. With your wife, with your kids, on the street, at work. You want to bring yourself to the table and to stop bringing the watered-down, nice, what-everyone-wants version of you. You want that self to be a man who is burning in passion for Jesus, unafraid to bring his kingdom to anyone in your path, no matter what it costs you. You want to love the one in front of you without fear, without needing love back, and without reserve. You want to husband well. You want to father well. You want to shepherd your life well. You want to be a safe pillar for anybody around you. You want to experience God for real, to not just believe, but to know that he's got you and that he'll show up on your behalf, that he'll show up through you. You want to get to the end of your race and say, yep, I gave it everything. Jesus, you know I'm all in. And you want to know just how to get there. Welcome to Man Warrior King. I'm your host, Matt Halleck. Congratulations. You're among the violent taking the kingdom by force. You're among the chosen answering the call to rise above yourself. You're in the forge being stripped down and strengthened, and you will rise stronger, solid, unshakable. You are a man. You're a warrior. You are a king. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Man Warrior King podcast. My name is Matt Halleck. I am your host. So this morning, I am going to be talking to you guys about what it means to, or how somebody can move from a place of mental and emotional weakness into mental and emotional strength. And this, I know, is a very important topic. If my life is anything like other men's lives, then I think this is something that we all really, really need to understand. We really need to talk about. And man, if your life looks at all like mine did, where I was tossed around by any number of different types of circumstances in my life, to the point where my emotions were out of control and I couldn't do anything about it. And it's not that everything and anything would set me off, but a small number of categories of events in my life would. And for some it might look like you are out of control angry. For others it might look like you battle depression and feelings of discouragement and hopelessness and despair and self-pity. Or maybe it's a combination of both. And this topic of becoming emotionally strong is especially important when it comes to relationships. Now, if you're single, then my heart for you is that you learn this, you implement it, you become a master of it now, before you join your life forever to another woman. And if you're married and dealing with this stuff, then I'm super glad that you are here right now, because you need to know this, you need to learn it, you need to implement it, so that you can bring passion, joy, intimacy, strength into your marriage. I'll tell you guys, my emotional weakness, it did everything it could do to sabotage my marriage. Because as a husband, we are called, I'm called, you are called, to love your wife from a place of strength. You are called to celebrate her for who she is and who God has made her to be. You are called to protect her. You are called to be joyful in your love for her.
day in and day out. Man, it's not an option for you to wake up one morning and to just turn it off, or to have it have been turned off throughout the night and you wake up and you don't do jack to turn it back on. That's not your option. As a man, we are not, that's an illegal game plan. As a man, you are called to be steady and present day in and day out for your wife. You are called to love day in and day out. You are called to wake up each morning and approach the day, whether you're married or not, approach the day from a position of offering in strength your love to those around you in your life. There was a time in my life when I would go through my days, many days, with my mind racing, just running away from me with thoughts of really a lot of despair and dark things, like, will my life ever change? Will my wife ever truly adore me, truly show me affection? Will we ever get this right? Will all of these things that were super depressing. And thoughts of anger towards my wife because of ways that I was hurting. And thoughts of just accusation and bitterness. And so during the days when we were connecting well, when we were, you know, when we were enjoying the joy and the intimacy that I knew we could have, during those days, it almost didn't sink in for her, because she knew that under the surface there was this boiling cauldron of all of this negative emotion toward her. And so no, I wouldn't celebrate her. I wouldn't wake up and be thankful that I'm married to her. I wouldn't wake up and be ready to spend another day pouring into her. I'd wake up hoping and looking for her to pour into me. Hoping and looking for her to somehow finally start changing the way I was feeling by acting a certain way. And instead of approaching my day from a place of offering strength, offering good into the world, I was looking to take it from the world, and namely take it from my wife. Now, I know that in relationships, both people have something to say about it. Both people in a struggling relationship are at fault. It's just always the way it is. So men, I know that if you are hurting in a relationship, if you're hurting in your marriage, I'm not saying anything about how it's all because you're messing up and it's all your fault. But I am saying that if you don't get this right, you're going to have a heck of a time fixing what's wrong. You're going to have a heck of a time moving into a place of healing. And until you learn to be emotionally strong and independent on your own, until you learn that the way that you've been relating is actually the dreaded, embarrassing word of codependent, and you learn how to fix it, you aren't going to get anywhere. And all of the marriage advice and all of the top 10 lists of how to rekindle the romance and the fire and the passion are going to do jack for you, because you're operating on a broken foundation. And so your first step, gentlemen, is to get yourself to a place of strength to where your emotions and your thoughts will not run away with you, and you are the master of the smallest piece of real estate in your life, which is your inner life. Because your woman doesn't want to be married to somebody tossed around by the waves. Your woman does not want to be joined to somebody who has no direction and no strength, no conviction, because you're too busy being tossed by your emotions. You cannot work on your marriage in a healthy, manly, attractive way if you're still emotionally dependent on your circumstances, and in this case, namely, your wife. So, what does emotional and mental health look like in marriage? I would say this. It looks like your default thinking is thinking that's in line with God's default thinking. And He's not waking up each morning thinking about how your wife is so messed up and how she is not the same person that she used to be. His default thinking is not, poor you, if only your wife would change, you would be okay. Or, poor you, if only your marriage would be healed, then you could get your life in order. This isn't your fault. You don't need to do anything about it. You need to, you know, be rescued from the circumstances. That's not what He's thinking. God's thinking is this. Man, you are amazing. You are such a good man, and you have the capacity to be such a good husband. You are a blessing to your wife and to your family. And He's thinking, and your wife is a good wife. She is not messed up. She is not broken. And you better damn well be sure that you understand how lucky you are to have found her. He's thinking, she is not broken. She is not mean, and she is not cold. She is not a sexually cold woman. She is not an emotionally distant woman. She is someone who wants to be connected, who wants to be covered and protected, and who wants to follow your lead. She is not a difficult woman. And His thinking is, your life is good. Your future is good. You have a wide open future, and you are able to create beautiful things in this life, and you are not the victim of your circumstance. Those are the things that He thinks. And until you let that kind of thinking permeate into your whole being so that your life starts to reflect the fact that you are living in, basking in His truth, you're going to be spinning your wheels. And once you start living that way, where you see yourself in an honorable light, and when you see your wife in an equally honorable light, then your emotions start to come into alignment, and you're able to actually communicate in a powerful, assertive, and loving way, so that your needs are being advocated, and her needs are being protected, and everybody wins. But in codependence, everybody loses. No matter how hard you're trying to win. So how do you get there? How do you actually change your feelings? Because I know I've tried for a really long time to change my feelings and it never worked. Two ways not to change your feelings. The first one is going into your time of prayer with the Lord and begging Him to please change the way that you feel. I have spent years doing this. God, free me from my depression. Free me from these feelings of self-pity. Free me from this anger that I'm feeling right now. God, would you take it away from me? Would you just change me? Because you said you're supposed to, and you're not doing it. And so in that option, that broken option number one, you don't take responsibility for where you've brought yourself, and you put it all on God, and when it doesn't actually change, then you have the opportunity to get bitter and blame God. And he doesn't want to enable an unhealthy, broken type of thinking like that. He doesn't want to be in a relationship where he is enabling your codependence on him. We can't just transfer our codependence from our wives to Jesus and hope that that's going to make it better. So if you're going to do this thing in life or in marriage, you need to be a powerful person in a powerful relationship, taking ownership and responsibility for what's yours. Option two is to attempt to take ownership and responsibility by pretending it's not there and forcing yourself to not admit when you're feeling one of these dark feelings. And so rather than saying, "Lord, please help me, I can't get out of this," your prayer life becomes, "I'm not angry. I'm not angry, Jesus. That's not who I am. I'm not angry." And this is close, in my opinion, to what is healthy, but it's not quite there, because you realize, wait a second, anger at my wife is not the lot of the Christian. Depression is not the lot of the Christian. Anxiety is not the lot of the Christian. And so I don't get to just settle for those. My life needs to be free of those things because Jesus has set me free of those things. But when you start praying and you're praying from a place of, "Uh-oh, I'm feeling it again. I better get back to work because I don't want to feel it." Then you start to actually feel like you're broken again, and you feel like you're messed up, and you feel like no matter how hard you try, you can't get free of this stuff, and you wish that you were just somebody else because you're working so hard, but nothing's changing. And all of a sudden, your emotional healing and health and all of that depends on how hard you're working rather than on the strength of the Lord and going to battle in partnership with Him. So what do you do to get healthy? Here's what I found. It is very much like that second option, but not exactly like it. And it's this. It's when you wake up in the morning and you feel the anger, you feel the bitterness, you feel the accusation all over you. And you can't do anything to shake it. And you start freaking out because soon enough, you're going to interact with somebody in your life who this thing is going to come out on because you can't do anything to hide it. And when your wife wakes up, she's going to know that you are again feeling angry or bitter or whatever, any of these things that have turned her off to you in the first place. So very like practically, what I've done is I get up and go for a walk, or I would get up and go for a walk, get away on my own, and I'd pray, "Jesus, before I pray anything against anything going on in my head, I'm going to thank you for who you are in my life, and I'm going to thank you that I am me. Because yes, I'm feeling dark, broken emotions, and my thoughts want to run away with me. However, I'm actually really good. And I'm actually a really good person that you have made. I'm a good man, I'm a good husband, because you declared me that way. And I may not feel it right now. In fact, I know I don't feel it right now. I feel pretty low and pretty despicable. And I'm sure feeling like I want to dislike myself or hate myself even. But I'm actually going to choose to put on my lips, no matter how I feel, I'm going to choose to put on my lips that I'm good because you have said I'm good, and you've said that I'm free, and you've said that I have a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And so even though I don't feel it, that's what I choose to declare. and I may not actually feel any different when I'm done praying, but I will continue to choose to declare it. And I'll go to battle choosing to love myself, because you do, and also choosing to agree with your positive truth, even in the face of my negative feelings. And Jesus, I might be feeling a whole lot of pain right now, and maybe it's not all my fault. Maybe some of it is someone else's fault. Maybe some of it is the circumstances' fault. Maybe I'm not just so bad that I can't get my act together. However, I don't want to live in this place. And I don't know how to change my feelings. But I do know that I have the ability to choose what I will declare and dwell on. And so I choose right now to dwell on the fact that you are a good father over me. You have given everything to be with me and to set me free. And I will have victory over this because you promised it. And I will have joy and intimacy in my marriage again because you've promised it. And I will thank you for my wife because she is a gift. Even if it has felt like she's not, she is. And I don't have to feel it or even believe it, but I declare this day that I'm going to stand on the side of Jesus and not on the side of Satan anymore. And I don't know how this thing is going to pan out, but I have nowhere else to go, Jesus. You are it. So I declare to you these things. So you get somehow in a place, physically, literally, in a place where you can actually pray out these things. And you start going to battle against the thoughts that run rampant in your head. And instead of just sitting there letting them kick you around, you stand up one more time and you declare for anybody around to hear, this is actually the set of truths that I will choose to live my life by. So the key elements of this are honoring and loving yourself. Even if you don't feel it, you choose to say it. You stop beating yourself up because you can't break out of this. Because Jesus doesn't beat you up. He got beat up so you wouldn't have to be. So it is wrong and it's prideful and it's illegal for you to beat yourself up. So you honor and you love yourself. And you make place for the way that you're feeling. Two, you honor and you love the people in your life who you feel these things toward. Be thankful for them in your words, even if you're not feeling it. And three, you get into the truth of Jesus and you find the truth that you need to speak out that will combat the lies that have been contributing to your emotions. And you hang to them and you cling to them day in and day out. When you're feeling good and when you're feeling down, not based on what you feel, but based on your decision as a man, this will be how I live. This will be the man that I choose to be. And you stop letting your feelings determine how you will live. And instead, you turn the tables and you take charge again. And your feelings may not obey right away, but if you stick with it, if you don't give up, if you keep showing the heck up every single day and you go to battle because that's who you are a man who fights, soon enough your feelings are going to bow to your leadership. And then it's a game changer, friends, because all of a sudden you can start to speak from a place of power, and you know what? Someone's going to start listening when they haven't before. And then you start feeling like you can be happy again. You start walking around with a smile, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter who has a problem with you at the moment, no matter what fight you may have just had. You walk away and you think, man, I'm glad I'm me, because I'm pretty awesome. And your well-being doesn't depend on anyone or anything else anymore, because you have gone to battle to clothe yourself in the truth and live according to that rather than what people are saying, what your wife is saying, what the world and your life circumstances are saying. This is how we change, brothers. It's not always a magical, miraculous moment, though I do believe that prayer is powerful, and there are times when Jesus comes in and he radically changes a man without this process. It obviously happens. But friends, if that hasn't happened for you, it doesn't mean that victory is out of your reach. It doesn't mean that you're destined to be broken. This is how we fight. This is how we grow. This is how we change. This is how you bring healing into your life and your marriage again.
This is Matt Halleck signing off and thanking you again for being a part of the Man Warrior King community. If you want more, head over to manwarriorking.com. And please remember to take just a couple seconds to subscribe on iTunes and to leave a 5-star rating and a review so that more and more men can join us as we become awesome. You are a kingdom man. Go out, take more ground, push back darkness. Remember, you bring value into your home, your work, and your circle. You are not a taker, you are a giver. Abundance is your atmosphere.